MTR or mobile.
OTR, N4, ZLK mobile. Good evening, Tom.
And Shane, let me turn this radio down here. Great to hear you this evening. We're over in Spartanburg. Just picked up a item at Best Buy for the grandson's graduation. And headed back home. How's your day?
Hey, Tom and Bernice. I hope you guys are having a good day. I'm having a good one. I'm headed home out here in Dacusville. Headed towards Pumpkin Town and then Cleveland.
Ways to go yet. Dave's friend, used to talk to him a lot. I recognize his voice and his call, but I can't remember his name. Do you, Bernice? Wasn't his name Dave, too? But he lived in Dacusville. He did IT stuff also. Don't hear him on much anymore. But that's one place I don't think we've ever been. And he lives right along the river up there.
YQK, and I'm thinking it's KQ4YQK, but Q would be, I mean, he's had his call for a while, so I don't think Q is right. K something 4 YQK, Dave.
Right. All the way, I think. And they're a really nice fella. I met him in person a few times, but it's been several years ago. But at any rate, the daughter ordered a computer for the grandson. He's going to go to school up in Charlotte next year and start mechanical engineering. So we just picked it up for
him. Appreciate that. Yeah, Dacusville is a very large area. There's a community center, and I believe there is a paramedic station. But it's not really, there's no town or post office or anything like that, but it's a very large square mileage area, or especially square footage. I don't know how many square miles it covers, but it's a pretty big area.
Why, Hugo?
Well, I'll be darned. His ears were burning. Hi, Dave. This is LTR.
Why, Hugo? Yeah. Dacusville, that's the original home of the first tractor pull.
J4, that's right. I recognize I knew the YQK. I remember hearing that. This is Shane, N4ZLK. I'm not sure if we've spoken, but I've heard you around.
Telephone HF, I'm in a hole. Right now I'm using the Icon 705 with a antenna out on the porch here.
Well, it's nice to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. And I suppose you're doing the digital modes. I haven't done a lot of HF lately, the up and down, to say the least. But I did manage contact to Micronesia the other night. And I can't remember the other ones. But you used to have a beam up on the top of your house, didn't you?
Three element beam on top of the house. They got taken out by the sun over the years, and I just pulled the entire beam down because I redid the roof. Since the last talk to you, I purchased the property next door to me, and I'll probably put a hex beam on a telephone pole on the property next door to me.
Good. Go ahead, Gene.
Driving over here, I just went past the farmer's market. I'm sure Dave knows where that is. Headed down towards Highway 8. Even got to take a detour down here where they knocked the bridge out. N4ZLK, go ahead, Dave.
We've been watching for the bridge to reopen there. Yeah, and Tom, I picked up a new antenna when I went down to Orlando. Me and Wyatt went to the Orlando Ham Fest. And there's a company called DX Extreme. I guess they're 160 to... Yeah.
What was the manufacturer? I'm in a bad spot here for about 100 yards, so I'll hold on to the mic for a second. I'm over here by that Upper State Sports Center in Spartanburg, headed back towards Greer. But that sounds interesting. got the money to go down there. I'm telling you, they're high rollers, Shane.
Well, Tom, I'm happy for them. Go ahead, Dave.
Company's name is DX Engineering. No, not DX Engineering. DX Extreme. DX Extreme. There is the name of that company that makes antennas. They're out of Florida down there, and I was very impressed. I got 160 now. Yeah, we went down there. I bought a motorhome. I have a Class C motorhome, so we went down there. We camped right out on the fairgrounds.
As far uptown as you can get. Gus comes on here and checks in all the time from either from Florida or North Carolina. I think he was in California there for a while. He also went up to Alaska and all through Manitoba and Quebec and all of that, Alberta, all of those places up there in his motorhome. Now, he's got a Class A. I don't know what the difference in the two is. Probably the size. Ooh, that sun's right square in my eyes now. But what does an antenna look like to get that much of a coverage?
130 feet length, infed dipole there.
I figured it's pretty long. My Carolina Windham is 265, I think it is. And I had a splice on it for many years. And it was an underground splice and real good. Wow, I can't see. That sun's squarely in my face. I'm going to slow down. But I got it back up and checked the SWR on it the other night. Well, that really sounded like a good... I know mine, it will turn 2 meters, too, but it's 10 through 160. And there's no boy with a Camaro off the road there. Congratulations. That sounded like a good one. Well, but that was fun to put up.
We went in up a big tall pine at the other end of the property, and my end of the property connected to the feed point there. Yeah, I'm on riverfront there now. I think I'm about 400 or 500 feet riverfront.
Fed with 130 foot wire, and it resonates on 160. I don't think it's real efficient. I tried some sideband on it, and the guys said they were having trouble hearing me, but worked a CW contest on 160, and I made about 50 contacts, so that was, it works on CW. I don't know how strong it was getting out, but I made 50, 60 contacts, something like that, so I wonder if I put up if I double that wire, if it would do better.
Yes, it definitely would. Shane, 160, I found to be kind of poor where I'm at, but I have worked 65 countries on it. But Ariel, he got 100 countries on it, and I asked him how he got that. That's NY4 gene. He said, a lot of sleepless nights, Tom. Go ahead, Dave.
To it, especially this wintertime, I'll be down doing a 160. I don't have any contact on 160 yet. I have tested it for receiver, the FTA, seems to be receiving good. So we'll see how that goes. It tunes good, but how much does that get up in the air when I transmit?
I got North Dakota the other night, which you don't hear them every day of the week, Shane, on CW. I can't remember what band it was, but he confirmed real quick, like, sends your OTR.
North Dakota is a hard one to find. But, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm not far from the house. Nice to hear you again, Tom and Bernice. You have a good evening. And Dave, nice to officially meet you. I've heard you before through the years, but I don't think we've spoken, so... You all have a good evening. I'll turn it over to you, Dave. KJ4YQK and 4ZLK.
Okay, we'll catch up with you there. You can find me hanging a lot on 40 and 20. Doing the JS8 call, FT8 call, and I've been doing a lot of RAC lately. All right, we'll see 73 for now. And Tom, I'm getting ready to make call at retirement later this year, and I'll be hitting the road with the motorhome.
Congratulations, that's wonderful. You deserve it, Dave. You're really some kind of IT guy, I'll tell you that. You're right up there with Dave Watson, and I'm no one to compare, but you sound like it to me, being a layman. I work with a little digital stuff, but nothing like you guys. But so now you'll have time to learn CW, the best mode of all.
I'll have to try the ICON 705. I picked that up at the Hamfest, and this will go into the motorhome. I'll be using the VHF UHF for while I'm mobile, and when I'm at camp, I'll set up the HF.
Dave learned code going back and forth to Charlotte, he said, and he's got a program that he wrote for himself. You might bum that off of him. I'd kind of like to have it just to practice with. But I can't really do slow code anymore. Now, that's not sound, but once you get used to doing, you know, up in the 20s, it's hard to go back. It really is. I can do it, but it's pretty hard to send. And use a set of paddles. Don't start out with no straight key. You will hate it. And I know I tried that. Now, that's my personal opinion. Other people might disagree, but I do it every night, so the paddles are the best way to go.
Time soon there, so we're looking at November 1st is when I can do it, so I'll be 60 years old when I retire. I turn 60 on October 31st.
Enjoy life, Dave, I'll tell you. It goes faster once you retire, so enjoy it all, and just be thankful you're not pushing up daisies from the root side. I've had some medical issues lately, and I just feel lucky to be here, I'll tell you. I've been through a lot of surgeries, but this last one was really hard to get over. But I'm 77 years old now, Dave, and but it's great to hear you. I haven't heard you on the repeater. I've been off more than on. I've just been sick, I guess you'd say. Haven't felt like it. But I really had a lot of fun over there at Best Buy tonight talking with them youngsters and funning with them a little bit, you know. And the grandson's going to UNC Charlotte or whatever they call it in mechanical engineering. So he needed a good laptop.
That's good. That's a good school down there. That's a very good school. I've been down there a couple times. So. And I'm going to go ahead and let you go here. I got a little guy here, Stuart Little. He's barking at me, so I got to give him some attention. This is KJ4, YQK. Back to you, Tom.
Stuart's hug for me. Dave takes his in real good care, and I got to meet him one day, and they really enjoy their pets, and we always did, too. We don't have any now, but we always did. 73's Dave, and be on here a little more often if you get the chance or if you hear me. KJ4YQK in 0GR 73.
73, KJ4YQK will be clear.